Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everyone. Hello. Welcome to the first.
Meet Glenn Kelly.
You can see there are hardwood floors throughout the home. Is that Glenn Kelly?
Hey, Glenn.
Glenn is broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top producing realtor year after year, whether residential or commercial, buying or selling. There's no one like Glenn Kelly.
I'm Glenn Kelly, and I want to be your realtor. All right, everyone, welcome to the first ever edition of Tycoon Takeover with your host, Glenn Kelly, also the owner and broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. You know, let me start off by apologizing to all my friends, family, colleagues, fans, followers alike, as I was really, really sick with the flu over Christmas and New Year's, and I really didn't get a chance to see anybody, see a lot of you. So I promise I am back. I'm feeling 110% now, and I will definitely see everyone soon. So my apologies. Moving on, some people know me as this character that I play on TV and radio that is this outgoing, very bold, very flamboyant real estate broker that markets like no other realtor in history. That's right. Glenn Kelly said it. No other realtor in history. You see it, baby. But even though I've been on TV, radio, multitude of billboards and magazines, newspapers. Heck, I even have my own limo with my face on it, my company on it. But in all fairness, a lot of people also know me as this trusting, loyal philanthropist for all of my community involvement and the charitable events associated with my company. And no matter which side you love, Glenn Kelly Real Estate has built the highest social media score virtually anywhere in the real estate industry on the planet. I mean, that is just absolutely undeniable, indisputable facts. My follower count on social media has exploded thanks to all the intricate sponsorships and partnerships with awesome charitable events and giving back to our community time and time again. Over the past couple of years, we had an incredible partnerships and sponsorships with celebrities that joined forces with Glenn Kelly Real Estate to throw some amazing, I mean, there's not even a better word, just an amazing, amazing charitable events. And the list is absolutely star-studded. I mean, we're talking NFL superstars, the international band Hoobastank, WWE and TNA icons like Lita, Kurt Angle, Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase, Jake the Snake Roberts, Tatanka, my man Robbie E, which will also be appearing next week on Tycoon Takeover, baby, right here, Glenn Kelly making the announcement, Men on a Mission, the amazing, the iconic Mick Foley. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. These strategic partnerships and the sponsorships that Glenn Kelly Real Estate built actually helped us create an online presence that is second to none. And that is exactly what helped us expand our brand to levels that were literally never seen before in the real estate industry. Now, as a direct result of all that, I was asked by my investors and partners multiple times to host like a weekly episodic radio show. So finally, I signed a year contract to do it, And here we are, live with Tycoon Takeover, baby. Live, it is uncut, it is unscripted, and it is absolutely, positively, no holds barred. So basically, the premise of Tycoon Takeover is going to broadcast every single Tuesday at 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio / Glenn Kelly. And we're also going to discuss money, life, success, relationships, charity. Of course, we're going to talk about real estate and listing and selling, which, by the way, if you want to buy or sell a home, you got to call Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Nobody has every single thing you need to buy and sell real estate in New Jersey like Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Hit us up, 732-244-0567. That's 732-244-0567. Or you can visit us online at www.glennkelly.com. That's glennkelly.com. And you better believe that's the best plug of the night, baby. So that's the basic premise of the show. We're going to talk about pretty much anything that's on your mind you could bring up, and we're going to have it right here live each and every week. Now, we're going to have special guests on the show weekly, and our goal is to not only spread the word of Glenn Kelly Real Estate, you know, and how we're taking over the New Jersey real estate market by storm, which we are, but also focus on all of our community involvement and all of our charity events that we produce every single year. So each and every week will be absolutely, positively, no holds barred. Listeners can ask any question they desire about my company, my agents, our listing inventory. You could even ask questions about me personally. Maybe you want success tips, finance and real estate questions. You name it, it is going to be on the table for discussion. So now that all of the logistics are out of the way, let's officially start the first ever episode of Tycoon Takeover. And I'm really, really excited about this. This is going to be something that has been in the works for a very, very long time now. So my first guest is someone that I've really grown to love over the past few weeks. She, like many of my previous clients, started off just like that, pretty much a client. And now she has become this amazing friend of mine, and it is absolutely, positively my pleasure to bring her on to Tycoon Takeover. Please welcome Dee. Are you there, baby?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
All right, Dee. How you doing? Welcome to Tycoon Takeover, baby.
Wow, this is so groundbreaking. I'm so excited.
I am absolutely ecstatic to have you on the show. Dee, tell us a little bit about, you know, in your words, and I want everyone to know that, you know, Dee told me she was going to come on tonight's show. This is not someone who's paid to come on the show. This is a client who became a great friend because of our involvement in real estate. And Dee, lay it on the line here. Tell me how you feel about our involvement and how we became such great friends since the start. Give us the background. Tell me exactly how you're feeling.
Well, I owned a very large home because I had many children who have grown up and moved on, and the house was just, it was just eating me alive. I'm cleaning every day. I'm chasing dust bunnies every day. This isn't how I wanted to live my life. So I had gone and tried to, you know, decided that I wanted to downsize. We needed something smaller. We no longer needed the huge property. And I was told by my attorney, David Adamek, that, Dee, if you want it sold, you got to go get Glenn Kelly. If he can't sell it, nobody can. That's how I first got in contact with you. So after speaking to you over the phone and telling you I was going to have my husband, you know, check with my husband and get back to you, you were like, okay, fine, well, this is what we can do. And I was like, okay. I explained to my husband that I had spoken to you. And you came to the house to now tell me what my house was worth, what I was looking at, and what we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you showed up at my door, I was expecting an older gentleman from all the things that I had heard about you and about all the things that I've heard that you've done. I just expected an older, seasoned gentleman. When you appeared, I was like, oh, my God, they sent me Doogie Howser. Look at him. He's 12. I was just shocked. But after you came in and we spoke, I was like, oh, my goodness, does he know his stuff? Now, you know, I wanted a certain price for my house. And he told me, this is what we're working with. This is what we're working against, Dee. So let's be reasonable. Do you want to sell it or do you want to wait, sit on it for a bit? And then let's see. I'm like, no, I want done. I want out now. You're like, okay, this is the number we have to go with. But let me tell you what we're going to be able to do with that. We're going to be able to get somebody in here, and you're going to be able to get out of here before
the end of the year.
Yep. Before the end of the year. Now, we're talking 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there's homes on my street that have been for sale for a year or better.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't know. Doug said, listen, you said you get a good feeling from this guy. Let's go ahead. And we did. You advertised. You put the sign out. You did everything. You called your people. Hey, I've got a house. You know, let's go see it. Let's do this. And then you told me what to expect. You held my hand through the whole thing. You're like, Dee, you're not going to get upset by offers that people make because
mm-hmm.
that's just what they want to, you know, they want to feel you out, see how much wiggle room there is. We don't have to accept it, Dee, but there's things that we could do. Let's see what's out there. Let's see what we're going to get. Let's do this. Then I started to worry, well, what about me? Where am I going to go? I'm not going to have a roof over my head. And you said, relax, baby. Let's get it done. So I relaxed a little bit. Well, when the first offer came in, I'm now, and you're like, nah, let's wait on this. Let's see what they're coming in, Dee. I got other people that are offering. Let's wait. Let's see. When we finally accepted the offer, now we're going to close in 30 days. I'm freaking because I don't have a house to go to.
Sure.
You're like, relax. Let's look at some. You pulled them up on your computer. You're like, let's go see this. Let's go see that. What are you looking for? What do you need to have? For me, I had to have a basement, and you know that. Well, finished if possible, and at least a garage. So we went to see homes. One of them I was kind of on the fence about. I loved the house. Didn't love that it didn't have a garage. Didn't love that street that it was on because it just seemed too busy for me. But you said, Dee, let me put an offer in for you anyway. Let's see where it goes. I'm like, okay. So you did. We didn't get that house. You're like, don't be upset. There's a house out there for you. And I'm going to make sure there's a roof over your head. I'm starting to not believe now. I'm thinking, you sold my house.
You were a non-believer. At one point, you were a non-believer.
Yep. I'm going to be in the hotel. I can feel it. And then you took me early morning, late in the afternoon, at night, to see any house that tickled my fancy. Well, we found one, didn't we, Glenn? However,
yes,
it was a foreclosure. That can't happen because you have to be able to pay cash. I couldn't pay cash until my house was sold. Banks don't like that. They want somebody with money right away. But now we're looking at like maybe 3 weeks we were in till the closing. And you worked your magic, Glenn. You called, you spoke to whoever you needed to speak to. You got them to say, okay, when does that happen? Never and never for me. I've got a black cloud. That can't happen to me. You did it. I don't know. You turn on the charm. That's all I can say. I don't know how you did it. But I am sitting now in the house of my dreams.
That's what I love.
I'm sitting now happy, content. I, you know, yes, now I'm chasing dust bunnies because I'm still making my own. We only closed on the 22nd. But it's so lovely. And every time I look around, all I can do is thank God for Glenn Kelly. Because you tell it like it is. You might not want to hear what you have to say, but trust me, you know the business. So if anybody's out there thinking about selling their home or, you know, think they might want to sell, now's the time to get you out there, Glenn. Because they need to know what they need to do to fix up their house or do whatever little cosmetic things need to be done to be able to put them maybe in the price range where they want to be.
Absolutely.
You never complain. I mean, honest to God, how many times did you show me this house? 5, 6 times. Never complained. You're like, okay, I'll meet you there. You always had such an upbeat, relax, calm down, we'll fix this, we'll make it right. You've never, I'm sure there's times that you've said, I can't, but you never told that to me.
That is not true, baby.
you've never told me no. Not ever. And you made all my, everything happen and as smooth as possible. Even when that little problem reared its ugly head in the closing, you were there for me. Not only did you hold my hand, but you lifted me up and you took care of everything. You have to have faith in your real estate agent. That's number one. It's like a doctor. You have to have faith.
Absolutely.
Anybody who can't put their faith in you needs to go see that doctor because there is something wrong. Glenn, you couldn't have been more helpful, intelligent. You think outside the box. When I saw this house with all its bumps and bruises, and I told you, Glenn, I can do this. I can spackle that. I can paint this. You said to me, yeah, you can. You can do this, yes. And this is a beautiful house. I think you're going to be happy there. I saw the look on your face, Dee Dee, when you walked in. I didn't see that in any other house. What agent pays attention to your face? What agent pays attention to your body language? What agent wants to make sure that where you're going could be your forever home?
Absolutely.
And not just your okay for now. Glenn.
Real briefly, Dee, the house that you're in now, so we sold Dee's home, and then she actually purchased a home on the same day and whatnot, and she purchased a foreclosure on the same day, and with that home now, you're very happy now, right?
Oh, Glenn, I couldn't be more happy.
Nice.
Couldn't Wonderful. Be more happy. And, you know, the best part of it is, I have peace.
Yeah.
Like everything's smaller here, but it brings us all closer together. Because in that bigger house, we were split into different rooms. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And at this stage in my life, I want them close because they're all going to be gone soon. You know, they're going to, you know, go out on their own and get a house with Glenn Kelly. Absolutely. There's no other real estate agent in the world as far as I'm concerned. Now, you know, I have a lot of friends on Facebook.
I second that, Dee. I second that.
I have a lot of friends on Facebook, and they've all said, you know, oh, my God, because they know I shoot directly from the hip, and they say, Dee, oh, my God, you're just so taken by him. You know, he's got to be good. We've never heard you talk all good about anybody like this for so long. It's just amazing. And truthfully, Glenn, never did I ever, I didn't have to speak to you. You knew what was on my mind. And you'd be like, I got you. No worries. I got you. You connected so well with me, and you knew what my likes and my dislikes were because you asked. Well, what is it that you're looking for? What would make you happy? And you've helped me find it. Put me in a place that I didn't think I could ever be in. Happy, content, and excited every time I wake up in the morning to do something else to the house. I just love it. Love it.
Hearing a story like that, I hope our listeners, and I'm really proud to say that with all of the marketing efforts for not only this show, but Glenn Kelly Real Estate in general, we'll know ratings and whatnot tomorrow, but I'm very positive. We're in the thousands, and I hope those listeners tonight are really taking your story to heart, because that's what's important in this business, to be able to have a client. It literally starts as a client and at the end of the day becomes a friend. And I can't tell you how happy I am that you were able to give me a portion of your time tonight to come on my show. And I got to tell you, I value not only you as a client, but as a friend. The friendship that we have right now is absolutely unbreakable, Dee. And that means the world to me.
Thank you so much. You know I love you from the bottom of my heart, and it's all because you tell the truth, not what I want to hear.
Beautiful. Well, listen, Dee, I really, really appreciate from the bottom of my heart you coming on. Not only the show, but the first ever show. Dee,
yay!
Dee makes the spotlight, baby. Listen,
well,
thank you very
you just
much
keep
for
doing what
on
you're
show.
Doing.
You got it, baby. Listen, thank you so much for coming on my show. Give my love to the family. We will definitely
will.
See each other soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
I love you, Dee. Have a great night. Thank
I love you.
You
too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, so that was Dee, an amazing, amazing story of a woman who tried to sell her home multiple times with other brokers. And guess what? They couldn't get the job done. They couldn't help this woman sell her home. And then all of a sudden, in comes Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And what happens? We got the job done. In less than 3 weeks, we got the job done. Why? Because no other broker can market like Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Bar none. That's that simple. No one could market like Glenn Kelly Real Estate. We got a really, really, really awesome surprise for everyone, because my next guest on Tycoon Takeover is really someone who is so near and dear to my heart. How do you introduce someone as big and iconic as this? He's a master builder. He's a master carpenter. He's a land developer. He's a subdivider extraordinaire. How's that for an intro, baby? I mean, this guy has it all, okay? Let's bring on John Kelly, the owner of K&K Building and Remodeling. John, are you there, baby?
You got it, Glenn. What an intro.
What
Thank
an intro,
you very
right?
Much.
Yep. John's actually my father. I mean, you talk about a guy who's been in the real estate business. I don't think there's anyone, even myself, that has the intricate knowledge that my father has. I mean, how long have you been building homes?
Well, building homes probably for 35 years now.
Wow. I mean, that's a long time. I mean, and my father, the reason why he gets such a, you know, an intro like that is he's been around. He has done and seen it all. And me and him will still joke to this day that even though all the knowledge that I have and schooling that I have and all the hands-on and practical knowledge that he has over the years, we still see new things happen that we're just like, wow. That's the beauty of real estate, is it's always fluid and constantly changing. But what I really want to hear is a really inspiring, true story that I'd like my father to tell, if it's okay with him, was back in the day, he actually became famous before even Glenn Kelly did, because he made the papers back in the day. If you could just tell us that story from back then.
Okay. Well, I was paper boy of the week for the Star Ledger. And in that, the headlines had my picture there. And behind me was a clubhouse that I went around the neighborhood, construction sites, collecting wood. They were throwing out and everything, and built a clubhouse in the backyard. And the caption on my over my picture said, "Boy sees himself hammering out a future." I was 10 years old then, so I've been actually building for 50 years.
Wow. Wow. Amazing to even take that in. And now, so you're in the paper, boy hammers out future, and years later, you own your own construction company. And I got to tell you, for listeners that are tuning in and whatnot, how many homes would you say, ballpark, and I'm talking way back when, with Lifetime Homes to today, if you had a ballpark a number, how many brand new homes would you say you have built from back in the day to present?
I'd have to say we're probably 7,000-8,000.
Wow!
Area.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, listeners? 7,000 to 1,000 homes. I mean, that is just absolute. I even believe some of the big builders in town probably couldn't even match something like that. So when you're overseeing a project like Lifetime Homes, that had to be like an extraordinary task, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a big production market. We had like 50 houses going on at the time. One
wow.
starting and one being finished, and the other 48 were all in between. And
wow.
it just kept on going. Yeah.
And now when you see like when you see how the real estate market changed, like even present day, I mean, we talk every day and we're constantly talking over the trends and whatnot of real estate. When you see like present day with all the stuff that's gone on since Superstorm Sandy, is there anything you could tell the listeners that are either trying to raise their homes or the listeners that are just saying they're still years later trying to get money to fix up their home? Is there, being that you're so involved every single day, and I know, I hear the stories, you're down at every town hall every single day trying to get permits and whatnot. What's something that you can tell the average Joe tonight about what you see in your professional opinion? I mean, what's going on today? And is it working? Is it not working? What do you see what's going on today with building new homes or people trying to build homes or rectify and, you know, sort of like take their home that was in shambles since Sandy and rebuild it?
Well, probably a lot of the problems with the Sandy homes, a lot of it with people's insurance and getting money from the REM program and FEMA and stuff like that. And a lot of people have a lot more problems getting money than others. And there's still houses. We're actually starting two houses now, which are Sandy victims. And we're just starting. We're over 3 years after Sandy, and we're just starting these homes. And these
Amazing.
People went through the mill. And everything down to the town hall now, ever since Sandy, with the flood elevations and flood vents and building and construction and the V zone and the A zone and the V zone move in and this become an A zone. It's still to today, there really isn't even a playbook anymore. Things basically are really still changing daily. Every day there's a new obstacle or a new, I want to say, law coming into effect, but a new procedure that towns are making you go through and stuff that it's not, you know, approved by DCA, and they're saying, well, we need to do something with this and something with that. So every day you're really running into a new problem, which you have to rectify with paperwork or engineers mm-hmm. to get it done. Yeah, a lot of it, I guess, is good stuff. But a lot of it is like nobody wants to be caught holding a bag or be responsible, you know,
sure.
in the town. So they want to, you know, dot the I's across the T's 3 or 4 times. They're really, really going over your plans that you're submitting really, really fine with everything on them, which is a good thing. And it's just still a battle just even getting your plans and, you know, jumping through the hoops and getting things done. So somebody that's just even a homeowner coming in, they're really going to be frustrated. I mean, myself knowing what I need to bring in and then run across stumbling blocks as their new things develop is a job in itself, you know. So I can imagine
sure.
a homeowner trying to do this themselves is really, really got to be struggling, because a lot of them have no idea what to do as it is, you know.
Hmm.
It's really, since Sandy, everything has been really chaotic, you know. And it's just still getting better. Like now they're talking about the not the V zone, but wave action now in the A zone. So
oh my God.
That's something that's going to be coming up now. Some of the houses that are in the A zone may have to be up on piling, so they can take the wave action. Or if they're still built with block on grade beams and pilings, they have to be engineered to take such a battle from the waves. So it's something that's actually in the works right now, and it's going to be coming to a head very shortly.
So let me ask you this. In your professional opinion, with all of the legislature and the town involvement and whatnot, do you honestly see this getting easier for the homeowner, or do you see with all this government involvement things becoming more and more complicated?
It seems the more people involved, and I mean government-wise and agencies, it's this one might not know what that one's doing. It just complicates things a little more. People like involved in the REM program and some of the things they want, I've ran into problems, getting Energy Star certifications and stuff like that, things they want at the end of the job. You still producing everything under the building. Now you have to produce things for like the REM program and FEMA in order for these people to get paid and get their last check so you can get your last check. And some of that stuff's been drawn on for months after the job's been completed.
Wow.
Still a homeowner and the builder have not been paid yet. Kind of leaves a sour taste in one's mouth, you know?
Oh, sure. I can only imagine. And what I want the listeners to take away with is here's a gentleman that deals with this every single day. I mean, it's nonstop. He's got multiple houses going up all over. As far as I know, you're building all over Jersey, right?
Yes. Yep.
So you got a builder building all over Jersey, and every town may have their own little thing that you need to put your I's in place, cross your T's and whatnot. So it is very complicated for the homeowner to try to do it themselves. And as we're learning tonight, it's even complicated for the builders. At least they know the process to go, but they're also learning the process with all these new rules and regulations as well. Well, either way, it was an absolute pleasure having you on the first episode of Tycoon Takeover. Is there anything you want to leave us with?
Good luck with your show. Yeah, I wish you good luck with your show. I hope to get on it very often and bring any new things I find out, I'll bring on to the show.
I would absolutely love that.
Yeah. And good luck with everything. And I think this the show will enlighten a lot of people on building, real estate, and other things people call in and talk about.
Fantastic. Well, listen, much love to you. Thank you so much for calling in. And as I, thank you so much for being the insight and behind the scenes with all this building knowledge and whatnot. And I'm definitely looking forward to having you on the show again. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, Glenn, have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, so that was John Kelly, the owner of K&K Building and Remodeling. And, as you learn, when you see a builder talk about all the chaos that's going on in New Jersey to simply just get a building permit. It's really crazy nowadays when you see that's a person who lives in a home and they can't get the renovation, the remodeling complete, and they're living with friends, family, hotel rooms. And we're talking from a storm that was years ago and it's still a problem today. Well, moving on, we're going to be pleasured enough by able to have John come back in the future, and he'll tell us any new things that happen and that do come up on a daily basis and whatnot. We'll bring him on our weekly show, and we'll be able to cover everything right here. So everyone will get up-to-date information that you probably wouldn't get on your own for months on end. You'll get it right here. Well, it's time for my next guest. We're moving right along. Now, my next guest is a real estate agent of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. She is without a doubt a top producer, and this agent has an immense love for the business of real estate, bar none. I am so happy to have her on tonight. And if you decide to use her to be your realtor, I assure you, you are going to be in absolutely wonderful hands. Everybody, Nicole D'Elia. Nicole, are you there?
I'm here, Glenn. Thank you.
All right. How about that intro, huh, Nicole?
Oh, I love that. You make me feel wonderful.
All right. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me on. How are you?
Absolutely pleasure. It's a good night tonight. We learned a lot so far, especially on the building and construction end and whatnot. So tell me what's going on with you, Nicole.
Well, I've been showing lots of properties lately, as you know, with a couple different investors, and I've been working with a few buyers. So I've been out in this cold weather showing lots of homes and making deals. So everything's going good for 2016 so far.
Nice. Yeah, I got to tell you, of all the agents in the company and whatnot, everyone's been very busy. Different than years ago. Years ago, like when you came into the holiday season, like late December, and then you came into the new year in January, it was predominantly on the slower side. But I got to tell you, Nicole, like even for an agent like yourself, you've been very busy, right?
I have been, you know, and my dad was a real estate agent many moons ago, and he always said, Nicole, you know, once the cold weather comes, you know, nobody wants to look at houses. Well, this year for me, it's been completely opposite. Every day I'm talking to buyers or I'm talking to sellers or my investors, and they want to be looking at homes every day. So I've been really, really busy.
Nice, nice. And I tell you, just like I said before, that wasn't just a plug. Nicole is the real deal. I mean, she's in the office all the time. She's putting in time and effort. And her clients that reach out to me, like to give her praise and whatnot, as her broker, I'm just like so ecstatic and happy because Nicole really is an amazing real estate agent. Nicole, what do you got going on this weekend?
Actually, this weekend I have an open house on Sunday, January 10th from 12 to 4 o'clock at 679 Bay Avenue in Toms River. Now, this is a new construction home that we have, and it is 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and a 2-car garage. This
nice.
Is something that everybody wants to come and look at, Glenn.
Okay. And now, this is brand new construction.
This is brand new construction. This is from K&K, baby.
Oh boy! All right, there's another plug. K&K building and remodeling, baby.
That's right. So come out and see me this weekend. Like I said, Sunday, the 10th, from 12 to 4 at 679 Bay Avenue in Toms River. You won't be sorry. This is a gorgeous home.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, Nicole, real quick, I know you got to get going and whatnot, but tell me briefly, how do you feel about your career in real estate and whatnot? What made you get into real estate? Could you just give our listeners a little, I mean, we're going to know ratings tomorrow, but I'm positive we're in the thousands. So
okay.
just give me a little bit about you. What made you and what makes you tick in real estate?
Well, you know what? I actually decided to do real estate after having my 4 children. I was in the medical field for a long time, and I chose real estate to go back to work with, and I absolutely love it. I love working with people on a daily basis. I love showing a person their new home to walk in and see them light up. I really enjoy my job. I love going to work every single day. I really enjoy it. So I'm
nice.
So glad that I made the choice to come into real estate, especially with Glenn Kelly. And he's always
no
there
doubt.
For us.
No doubt. He really is.
Any questions anybody could have, even us agents, when we find something off the wall or crazy, Glenn always has an answer for us. So it's absolutely a complete joy for me to go to work every day.
Well, I got to tell you, my heart reiterates it right back to you because it's a pleasure when you're a broker of record and you have an agent working for you that is on par all the time like Nicole is, it's actually a blessing. And I got to tell you, thank you so much, Nicole, for coming on tonight and whatnot, spending time with Tycoon Takeover. I really appreciate it. You're a rock star. You know it. I'm going to see you tomorrow. because we're having the amazing training at Glenn Kelly Real Estate like no other broker does, baby. So I'm going to see you tomorrow, and thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, Nicole.
All right. Thank you, Glenn, for having me. Have a good night and good luck.
You got it. You too.
All right.
All right. So that was Nicole D'Elia. She's a really, really amazing real estate agent at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And I got to tell you, she is on fire. She's working with a lot of buyers and a lot of investors and whatnot. And if you're in the market to buy, you need to reach out to Nicole. You will not be disappointed. I throw the term rock star around. And let me tell you, she is a real estate rock star. You will not be disappointed. Give her a call. Hook up with her on Facebook and whatnot. Nicole D'Elia, Glenn Kelly Real Estate, true icon in the business. Now, moving on, one of the biggest things that I'm so proud about, you know, it's hard to fit every single thing that you want to go over in a one-hour time slot. And all my partners and all my investors keep telling me, make the show 2 hours. But I got to tell you, I just don't have the time. But I do want to tell you this. One of the biggest things that I want to make prevalent on our grand introduction here of our show is the charity angle of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Because I really do believe that when I founded this company, the purpose was, hey, when I become successful, I don't want to just be successful. I want to give back to the community. The community helped me be successful. And I, therefore, want to give back. And that is why charity, giving back to the community, was always so important to me. Because you could still be super successful, and I could still have this amazing, iconic real estate empire that I've built and hand-tailored. But without the charity added to it, I don't get fulfillment from it totally. You know what I mean? And it's really, really a pleasure to talk to my next guest, who is the Assistant Director of Charitable Affairs here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, and also a licensed sales associate with Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And this position was created solely to focus on the charitable contributions of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. So right now, let's bring on Stacy. She is the Assistant Director of Charitable Affairs here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And Stacy, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
All right, how are you?
I'm good. Chilling with some kava tea after a long, busy day, but all good things, making it happen.
Nice. So tell me, Stacy, when you originally came over, well, let's talk about real estate before we jump right into charity, because I know that's not only a big, huge angle with Glenn Kelly Real Estate, but also for you as well, personally.
Yes.
So with real estate, how did you really decide to say, you know what, I love selling homes, I have to be in real estate? What went through your head when you said, this is a dream of mine?
Okay, well, when I first met you, I had no interest in real estate at all. What really wowed me was your involvement in charity, your ability to host and pull off these huge events like Hoobastank, the concert, the NFL camp that you sponsored, just helping others live out their dreams and reach their dreams, just bringing it all together, just really attracted me to you and your company. And then I started, you know, thinking, all right, let me try real estate. But I have a closing coming up Friday. Mark and Jen, congratulations on owning your first condo. And I have to say, I now realize what it's all about. I know Nicole was just saying helping someone find their dream home.
Mm-hmm.
When I was helping them in their search for a condo, just seeing them talk about how they're going to eventually have one child there and just the start of their life. They're recently engaged, or I believe they're getting engaged, and just hearing them talk about building their life together and being a part of that, helping them to build a home is what it's all about to me. And I had some showings today, and I got that same feeling again, whether it's a single woman looking for a 55 and up home, you know, just seeing that spark in her eye, like, wow, this is what I love. This is what I want. Help me find it. That's what it's all about for me.
Nice. And then on the flip side, here put you in the position of the Assistant Director of Charitable Affairs. Now, on the charity angle, tell me more about how you see, like, I know you've been involved with a lot of charity events here at Glen Kelly Real Estate. Most notably was the gigantic, and there is no other word for it, because it was the biggest, most iconic of all time charity events. And I am so proud and humbled to even say that Glen Kelly Real Estate put it on from start to finish. I mean, Hoobastank was one thing. I mean, no company is branding themselves with Hoobastank, bringing them in to do a July 4th holiday show. And then here you got the biggest stars and legends in the wrestling industry coming out for Eternal Tranquility and Dreams Come True. I'm about to drop a bomb on that in just a second, Stacey. But at that particular event, What did you see? You know, like, as I'm on the mic and I'm live on B98.5 radio, 101.5 radio, doing my thing for the company and the charities and whatnot. And you get to go around and you got to meet all the kids that were a part of Dreams Come True and Eternal Tranquility. What did you get to see on that particular day at the Beachcomber?
Well, that was definitely a big event. Even prior to that actual day, June 13th, one thing that's just so near and dear to me is my nephew, Draven, was actually one of the Dreams Come True children. He has a very rare vein disorder called Kippel-Trenaume-Weber syndrome. It causes clots in his veins and constant trips to the hospital, in and out of school, having to be homeschooled, just he has loved wrestling since he was probably 2 years old. And my sister, his mother, was able to go pick up Kurt Angle with Draven, Kurt Angle being one of his idols. He was able to go pick him up, spend one-on-one time with him, barbecue with Oscar from Men on a Mission, and just bringing it back to June 13th. That day, he smiled and looked at me and said, Aunt Stacy, this is the best day of my whole life. And still to this day, when we talk about it, he says that. I saw a man, a wrestling fan, probably, you know, mid-30s or so, with his son, probably 5 or 6, looking up, saying the same thing, Daddy, that was the best day. And just seeing that, hearing it, you know, seeing the faces light up on all the other individuals who are part of Dreams Come True, just bringing that joy to them and making one of their dreams actually happen was just amazing.
Nice. And I tell you, that was the biggest heartfelt, really, like, coup de grace to everything, is that at the end of the day, the kids had an experience, just like at the NFL camp, when we gave high schoolers the chance to actually play football and be trained with NFL greats and whatnot. We have really, really developed programs with Eternal Tranquility and Dreams Come True that is really, you know, says what it is. You know, it really does. It is a dream come true, and that's what we're making happen and whatnot. And I got to tell you, let me drop the bomb, baby, because as of yesterday, Glen Kelly Real Estate has officially, we used to just sponsor and promote events with Eternal Tranquility and Dreams Come True, but we have officially done a merger. We have officially done the acquisition. Glen Kelly Real Estate is officially taking over, and pardon the pun, tycoon takeover. We are taking over Eternal Tranquility and Dreams Come True, and it will be a part of that assistant director position of charitable affairs. And we are going to do some amazing, amazing charitable community events coming up. I know, Stacey, you're really proud and looking forward to many of them.
Yes. Well, recently, some of the most recent, ever since the June 13th event. We've done other things too. At Soulstational, we had a booth set up. We were giving away free 10-minute massages right there on the spot. For the month of October, I brought once a week free yoga for the teachers, just, you know, back to school, de-stressing, getting back into the swing of things. You know, we want to prevent teacher burnout. And that was great, just helping them there. We had free pet pictures with Santa. That was another amazing thing. We had caricaturist Ken there. We also had, just bringing back the sense of community, which I love, we had DJ Bob there. We had DJ Bob at one of our Christmas parties recently, and just had local community. You know, the community was invited in. That was another great thing. And we have so much coming up too.
Nice. And big, huge props out to DJ Bob. You know, Glenn Kelly Real Estate loves you, baby. I know you're listening intently. And DJ Bob, if you're having a function, you got to call this gentleman. Nobody does it like DJ Bob. He's absolutely phenomenal. And I know, Stacey, you mentioned Ken. Here's a guy who came out, you know, to a charity event for the Popcorn Park Zoo, only done by Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Comes out, and he did these amazing pictures and whatnot for free to the public. I mean, how could – these are the things that are just mesmerizing that take place here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. So, listen, Stacey, I don't want to keep you much longer and whatnot. We literally only have about 8 more minutes. But is there something you'd like to close out with and tell all of our listeners and whatnot?
No, just really keep tuning in, because we have a lot more amazing things that we're doing. We'll be announcing the next Soulstational event, next Dreams Come True event, which will be July 30th. We're still putting it all together. And we have a lot more amazing things coming up this year. So stay tuned.
Awesome. Completely awesome. Listen, beautiful, have a great night. I'll let you get going. And we're going to try to wrap up the show here. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
No problem. Thanks. Good night.
You got it. Night, night. Okay, so that was Stacey. She is a licensed real estate agent here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, and a very good one at that. And she's also very, very much integrated with the charitable division here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And she was a great help in trying to put together all of these icons and superstars that we had for this last gigantic event, which was at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights. And big, huge props to, I know who's listening tonight, Mike Carbone. Mike, you know I love you, baby. Thank you so much for every single thing you've done for me and my company, and allowing us to come to the Beachcomber, and where Glenn Kelly and Glenn Kelly Real Estate took over the Beachcomber on that particular night. And it was an all day packed with amazing, amazing things. And just the amount of people that turned out, hundreds to probably close to 1,000, coming out, really enjoying themselves with the wrestlers and whatnot. And for the kids to get their free pictures and the free meet and greet with guys like, I mean, come on. At the time he came out, the TNA World Heavyweight Champion and Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, and a superstar diva like Lita. I mean, it just doesn't get any bigger than that. And really, the only guy that could bring it to you, the only company that brings it to you, is Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I mean, our first show here was really, really interesting. I really hope that everyone enjoyed it. We're going to be able to have an in-depth discussion every single Tuesday here at Tycoon Takeover. I really hope that everyone enjoyed the show. To me, I would personally love to thank each and every one that tuned in to listen to Tycoon Takeover. It was my pleasure. Everyone here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate would like to invite you into our studio every Tuesday, 9 p.m., right here, blogtalkradio.com/Glenn Kelly. That's blogtalkradio.com/GlennKelly. And you could also visit us online, www.glennkelly.com. That's www.glennkelly.com. And listen, from me to you, wishing everyone a happy, healthy and prosperous new year. I love you, and I will see everyone next week. Thank you for listening to Tycoon Takeover.
Meet Glenn Kelly.
You can see their hardwood floors throughout the home. Is that Glenn Kelly?
Hey, Glenn!
Glenn is broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top-producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glenn Kelly.
I'm Glenn Kelly, and I want to be your realtor.